What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Boozer.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out. All right, go live. Fuck it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's going on, PDX? What's going on, Internet? What's going on to the whole world? This is Feeve Boogie. I am the host of the High Life Show, and we're back with yet another installation. Today is May the 13th, Thursday. Another nocturnal submission. I got my guy Big Boozer here, aka the Insomniac. Hopefully you didn't get too much sleep so you could be on one, my guy. I got Cash, aka Spock Dollar Sign here. I got my guy.
What is life I cannot change?
That's right. Tell him, Cash. Tell him, talk that shit. My guy Jay here as well. AKA call me Mango, the Mango God, the Mango Chili God, the Chili Mango God. My bad.
Chili
my bad.
Mango God.
Get That's it right, Feeb. Right. Get it right. Absolutely. And last but not least, fucking love and motherfucking bass. We all are in the building. The whole crew is here. And let's get this shit started, man. As usual, I'm going to go around the table. I'm going to close my eyes. And whoever I land on the screen, that's who's going to go first. Cash, how you doing, motherfucker?
Doing great.
You want to turn off your echo?
No.
Are you on Mars?
Nah, everything's good, man. Another week. Everything is
I think
good.
We lost him. I think we lost him.
No.
He's slowing down. He is on the moon. I don't think he's here. Oh, there he is. There he is. Up. Playing fucking hide and seek. What are we, five? What are we, five? We on the playground? What's good with you, bro?
Yeah, no, everything's good, man. Everything's good.
Is the house done? Because I think on one of the recent episodes you said by Cinco de Mayo it was going to be finished.
Yeah, so the floor was in by Cinco de Mayo. Now they're just doing touch-ups right now. So there is nothing left to, component-wise, there is nothing left to be ordered or installed. We are officially done. It just needs to be cleaned, and we will be good to go. So a little behind schedule, obviously, but all in all,
that's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
Nah, I don't believe that. Castle Cast is just like Dr. Dre album, just like the fucking mixtape he's been promising us for 10 years. That shit's gonna take forever to get done. That house ain't done yet. Stop lying. Stop lying to the people. Stop lying to the people, Cash.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't dug deep to the subfloor yet. Meth lab 2029.
Breaking Bad shit.
Yes.
I am fucking the Heisenberg Jr. I am the one who knocks.
Yes. He said that, and the show went off from there. Yeah.
Yo, Big Boozer, what's good with you, my brother? How you doing, my guy? You good? How many Pretty drinks good. You got today? Last episode, you had like two of them shits. How many you got right now?
I'm working on my second. And I've just kept adding more alcohol to the cup. But I finished a giant iced coffee, a whole glass of Coca-Cola.
Okay. This is promising. So that's a lot of caffeine, which means you didn't get much sleep tonight, which means you
did not. On one tonight. First of all, I slept on the couch.
Uh-oh.
No, not because I got in trouble.
Oh, he did.
No, there was a slight misunderstanding as to like when I was going to bed, and when I was trying to, there was no room left for me because the baby was there.
Okay.
I was like, fuck this, I'm taking my pillow and going to the couch.
Respect, brother. You got to make concessions for the little ones. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. And yeah, she was nursing and stuff, so I was like, I'm not going to make her reposition herself.
And there's a special holiday coming up specifically for you next week, ain't it, Big Boozer?
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't call it a special holiday.
Yes, it is. It is.
There's an event.
And you need to get way more fucking
celebrate.
You need to get that's right. But no, fuck that. You need to get way more fucking excited for Big Boozer Day. So for the listeners on a planning call, we were acknowledging the fact that his birthday is coming up next week, and this guy is not too excited about it, and we're trying, well, at least I'm trying to get him in a good mood about it. And you need to stop that shit because it's your fucking birthday. Another year on this fucking planet, another year of existence. You healthy, you good,
yes,
you're alive, you well, you got family, you got people who love you. Be happy, motherfucker. Turn that frown upside down. I'm about to see that face
I'm
that
happy
I see right
to
now
be,
on your birthday.
I'm happy
your
to Earth? Be on planet Earth to experience all the good that comes with it.
There you
I'm
go.
Not happy
there you
to
go.
Be turning.
So Listen. I almost edit pointed myself. But anyway, it's your fucking birthday. You're aging like wine. I don't know why you're drinking a mixed drink right now. Just drink some fucking wine, okay? What you put into your body is what you become. Wine gets better with age. Drink some wine next time. That's your homework assignment. Next time you get on this fucking show, I better see some wine in your cup. You heard? Some red wine, too. It's good for
the heart. Bottle of Coburn's coming up.
Coburn's. Tremendous. Tremendous. Love and motherfucking bass. My guy, how are you doing?
Good.
Good?
Not drinking as much this week, so I can actually participate.
You know who bass reminds me of sometimes when I ask him these questions? Shaq. You know how Shaq interviews go? No. Well, that too, but more so Shaq, because you have a very baritone voice. I'm like, bass, how you doing? Oh, it's good. Like, Shaq, how you doing? It was a good game. I'm telling you, the team was obscenity.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, monotone, yeah.
Very monotone. Well, how you doing, brother? You all right? You good? You straight?
Yeah, I'm drinking beer this week.
Thriving. Yeah, yo. So you need to tell the listeners what you were sipping on last week. Because I think we were pressuring him last week to get a drink or whatever. And he was acting like he didn't get one. What you got and didn't tell us, base? What did you get and you didn't tell us?
Gin with a splash of lime.
There you go. Like a fucking man.
Yeah, that's actually legit.
Tasted amazing.
It's no 3.75% beer.
Word. And it's funny because, like, on the last episode, I was like, yo, this guy's talking a lot more than normal. I'm like, something ain't right, but in a good way. And I was like, and then when he let us know, like, during the pre-planning call tonight, I was like, I knew it was something. I fucking knew it was something, man. But, nah, bro, good to see that you're doing good. Good to see you got a little, drinking a little something, you know what I'm saying? Just loosen up a little bit, you know what I mean? Loosen up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A.K.A. mother, I got to start calling you Shaq Diesel now. I got to start calling you Shaq Diesel now, bass. Nah, my guy J.E. aka call me I'm gonna fuck it up again. Chili Mango God, what's
that's
up?
That's right, Chili I'm Mango starred. God, that's right.
God,
that's right. Oh, exclamation points,
all caps.
That's right, all caps. I'm good, man. We were talking a little bit earlier about the graduation. I'm ready for Saturday. It's going down. Thank you. Appreciate you. I'm editing some real applause. I appreciate
that's right. Nah, fuck that. Get that man a hand clap. Saving thank lives you. And shit. And don't thank worry you. About how he's saving lives, but he's saving lives. You heard? That's none of your fucking business.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, don't get nobody in trouble. You know what I mean? We got to keep our jobs the way we keep them. But anyway, yeah, we're going to have an in-person graduation. They have it weirdly set up. It's going to be like a half an hour at a clip for everybody that gets there. So you get a total of four people to come with you. You have to sign in and, you know, say no to all the COVID questions and whatnot. And then you get a specialized area and you and your family unit. And then at certain time, whatever classes are graduating, they're going to call, you know, the people in the class. And once you walk across the stage, that's it. Your time is up. So they're estimating it to be about 30 minutes for every person that's going to be there. So a lot of people in and out. So kind of like a drive-through situation for the graduation, which I don't care for. But at the same time, guess what? I've been there since 2018. I'm ready to walk across the stage.
That's right. Give me my papers, bitch.
So there's no
damn right.
There's no commencement speaker?
I don't believe so. In all the paperwork or everything that was put on the website, I didn't see anything special like that. It was just the calling of names is what's pretty much going to happen.
Okay. If it's only half an hour, that means whoever happens to be there for that 30 minutes is hearing the speaker.
That's it. Yep. In, out.
Hear it or don't hear it. In, out. Well, at least they're doing something, dog. Like, I mean, I know if I was in your shoes, I definitely want to have some sort of ceremony as opposed to no ceremony or that stupid Zoom shit, because they had that with my little brother, like when he graduated middle school. And I was like, I'm mad for him. And he was just sitting there like, and I'm like, I get you, dog. My mom was, cheer up. I'm like, I don't blame him. Like, you're sitting in front of a fucking computer. I don't want that. I want to walk across the stage. You heard? But congrats to you, big dog. Well deserved, obviously. Keep thriving and striving, my guy. Keep thriving and striving. Dope shit.
How you doing, Fev?
Man, dog, I'm doing amazing, man. I really am. Like, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get real hippie-ish on y'all and all that shit, but I'm you know, practicing a lot of mindfulness, just, you know, just doing a lot of work on myself and just taking care of myself. And I, you know, I see the difference. I see the change. So I'll take a quick moment instead of being my fucking belligerent self and just advise anyone out there who may be listening that if you're going through a tough time or, you know, some circumstances that you may not be too happy with, go within, you know, connect with whoever you connect with. I'm not going to speak on religion or spirituality, or all that stuff, but do the things that make you happy and that make you that make you whole, as long as you're not hurting yourself or others, and the differences shall show. So I'm to that point. I am doing tremendous. And on that point of just using that that adjective, I use it quite often. I want to give a good shout out real quick to one of my favorite comedians and just one of my favorite characters in general. That's his actual name, but his name is Joey Diaz. And he says it all the time. And I listen to him. I mean, I just said religion, right? But I listen to him religiously. So and, you know, he talks a lot about stuff along these lines, not as detailed as I just shared. But he's a funny guy, man. And I believe in giving credit where it's due. You know what I mean? I think, Boozer, me and you were talking about James Harden in our, like, group chat or whatever. And as much shit as I talk about people, I truly believe in giving credit where it's due, man. So I had to do that real quick. You know what I mean? But I'm doing good, man. Thanks for asking. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you for asking, Big Boozer. But let's get into it, man. Let's get right into it.
Hi, guys. You're listening to The High Life Show, hosted by The High and Low Lives and my daddy. Peace, homie, out.
So, the Kentucky Derby happened, what was that, like a couple weeks ago? I don't think it was last week, but it was a week before, right? And I think...
The trainer?
Yeah.
Well, the trainer made history, I thought. Oh.
But it comes with a silver lining now, because I think he's facing disqualification due to cancel culture. What's going on with this shit, Boozer?
So the horse ended up testing positive for a banned substance, right?
Steroids.
Yeah, because steroids are they're a thing in horse racing. And I'm not going to profess to be a horse racing expert by any means.
High and low life shit. High and low life shit.
I tend to watch the Triple Crown races. I didn't this year, but the Kentucky Derby is the biggest one, and so the winner of it, right, is Medina Spirit, and the horse tested positive for like 26 pico something, some minute amount of a banned steroid. So the horse tested positive, and so it's he's facing disqualification from the victory, which the trainer Bob Baffert, he's the one that's catching all the flack, because, you know, the trainers are the ones that obviously train the horse, they get him ready for the race, they're the ones, I think, that oversee everything that goes into getting a horse ready for a race. And Bob Baffert is very famous in horse racing. He's the most famous, I would say, person. So jockey, trainer, owner, anyone. Bob Baffert is the most famous person in American horse racing.
So this whole legacy is going to be tarnished. It's kind of like, not on the level of Lance Armstrong, but kind of like, you know, in a negative sense.
So right? Because apparently it's not the first time. So yeah, he's facing a lot of backlash because it's the seventh time in like 18 months that a horse that he's trained has actually tested positive. Everyone is basically turning on him, like, yo, what's going on here? And he also became, with this victory, it was the seventh I think Derby victory he's ever had.
I'm interject again, Boozer. For somebody who claims, you always do that shit. I'm not an expert, but then you fucking talk about the whole history of everything. It's just the history of forever.
You undersell yourself a lot. Like I said, I don't know any. I can't name another trainer for horses, right?
I
know him. I know him.
Like, it sounds like you could do an autobiography of this motherfucker.
He wouldn't like it. He would not commission
smear campaign. Listen, it's on him though, right? So like, he's the one that's, you know, loading these fucking horses up with steroids and all that shit. This is how I feel about this whole thing, like, just from what you just said. I feel like, and this is just in sports in general that kind of has these problems. Like, combat sports has this problem too. Like, it always, almost always comes out after the fact that, you know, they are, you know, they were taking some banned substance. I mean, I love John Jones or whatever, but it's been a couple times where he got tested positive for coke or some other wild shit or something like that that he shouldn't have been
allegedly.
Allegedly. Thank you. Thank you, Cash. But that's how I feel about it. It's like, why do they not, you know, test him I mean, I get it. Like, it could be a point in time and all that stuff too, right? So I guess I'm answering my own question there as well, because if you know the window by which you're going to be tested, then, you know, but I guess it's just a tough thing in general. So
I think
it just annoys me when this type of stuff happens.
I think they do test the horses prior to the race, but they also retest them after. So it's, you know, I guess
they could do it like right while they're in there before they let them loose and bam.
Yeah. Okay. But Bob Baffert is obviously saying like he didn't do shit. Like he's like, there's no banned substance that was given. And now he's saying, okay, well, pharmacologists told me that these trace amounts could be what triggered it. And he's saying like the horse was given this medication for dermatitis, I believe.
So dermatitis.
Like, what the fuck do you care if a horse has dermatitis? But so my biggest takeaway from this was like Bob Baffert basically went on Fox News, and they were actually, so to the reporter's credit, they were asking him standard and very pointed questions about the actual incident. And then Bob Baffert comes off and says, like, basically the Kentucky Derby, like, overseeing governing body did this because of cancel culture. And I was like, what? Even the reporters kind of looked around like, where is this coming from? And they tried to like stick to the script and ask him like follow-up questions. And he just threw the whole interview like off the rails, and they were just, they just like asked like one more question.
That's what you do. That's what you do. When you're guilty, you misdirect.
Right.
If anybody ever seen New Jack City, that's what Nino Brown did. He put it on the educated brother from the bank. Some of y'all may not get this reference, like, you know, any high end or low lives, but some of our listeners might. He put it all on the educated brother from the bank. He's the fucking head of the operation, not me. Theatricality, misdirection, right, Cash? But nah, man, that's some wild shit. But I don't know, man. So what are they gonna do now? Like, what happens now? Do they just give it to like the runner up?
Yeah,
I suppose
the second place horse. Yeah, the second place horse. If so, they have to retest the samples and stuff. So it's not over yet. And then the what's the second race in the Triple Crown? That's coming up.
I don't know.
The Belmont's last, so it's the Kentucky. The Preakness.
Preakness in Baltimore. You know it.
Yeah, so the Preakness is happening this Sunday.
Shout out to the Chesapeake.
The Preakness is this Sunday, and Medina Spirit is going to be allowed to race in that. Mm-hmm. But pending the ultimate outcome of the testing, if they retest it and it still is positive, the horse Medina Spirit is going to lose the first place, and then whoever finished in second is automatically going to be given the victory.
All right. So,
and Bob Baffert's legacy is going to be like really like kaput. Done in, because he became the winningest trainer ever with this victory for Triple Crown races. So gotcha. He's like the god. He's like a god when it comes to horse racing. And he got caught.
And now he's immortal.
Again.
Cash, I'm surprised you didn't put no fucking money on this. Well, none of our money, rather.
Mr. Who's saying Cash. He did it?
That's what I'm saying.
When's the last time you saw Bitcoin?
We gotta check the Coinbase. Cash, did you put money on this shit? Did you? And you pocketed it and then put like some of the winnings
to refill? Medina Spirit's odds?
Lance Armstrong.
Was he the favorite?
Is that a horse
name? Cash, I know you did some shit. I know you did some shit, Cash.
If that's a horse name, I'm going to be fucking crying.
Lance Armstrong.
I was dating people who took steroids.
Oh, thank you.
And Bass Stinky Slick. So the listeners, you guys have been listening for a while, you know that we do this on Zoom. This motherfucker, for his background, that's has cool. like a fucking, I mean, not Zoom, Teams. Sorry, Boozer, thank you.
Yeah,
but like he has like a fucking picture of himself back there thinking we think he can fool us and shit. What the fuck are you over there doing, Bass? What the fuck are you doing? You ain't fooling us. You got your passport picture up there and shit.
He's trying to start a Portuguese breakfast on. That's what he's trying to do.
That would be a great quickly, actually.
But nah, Boozer, thanks for that deep dive in fucking horse racing. I never knew it was that intricate, dog. Alright, that's it in sports though, right? Nothing else? Alright, what else we got going on? What's going on in around the world or whatever? A psychedelic revolution is coming. This has been forever though. I think this is like studies have been going on about it for a very long time. Yeah. And you know, it's well documented, but I guess now it's just catching wind. Is that right, Boozer?
I don't know. No, maybe. I don't know.
You're on some shrooms right now? I think you do agree. I just don't think you know you're on shrooms, but you're on shrooms.
It's been going on.
But they haven't been funded. Like the
Taboo. Yeah, no. Because it's right, taboo.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to be tethered to it.
So one guy has been the one doing these tests for like 40 years, and now he's on the precipice of like basically making everybody being on fucking shrooms and LSD and shit. No, apparently we are like a year away from the federal government basically allowing
FDA.
The FDA, thank you, J.E., for the FDA to allow, like, ecstasy to be given by psychiatrists.
Jesus.
To treat. All this stuff has been taboo for, you know, 40 years. Apparently, the research is now showing. So from, you know, the one guy who's been doing it, his name is Dr. Doblin. What's his first name?
Sounds familiar. I think he was on Rogan one time.
Really?
Rogan's Rick Doblin? I want to say he was, but I know Rogan has like a lot of those guys on there.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. He might have been. Apparently he's been taking LSD since his like sophomore year of college.
Oh, good.
and then he dedicated his life to researching it, which
drug
is kind of crazy. Like he actually followed through on a goal he set at 21 or 19.
So Boozer, since you bought this one, basically like fucking no holds barred, like black and white, you're a drug addict. But Boozer, would you ever try any of this shit?
Nah, I'm too scared.
Microdosing is fine. You can do microdosing.
Microdosing is fine.
I can't even do fucking weed, so
I don't think I can do. We understand. LSD. We understand. It's okay. You know, that's the thing. It does different things to different people. So it's very sporadic in like the results and whatnot, just like some of the vaccines.
You know what's crazy is like, so this is some like monumental. I want J.E. to jump in on this in a sec. But so this is like some monumental, you know, medical research that's coming to light, right?
Okay. And
they're saying it really is going to change the field of psychiatry. We definitely shared.
Yeah,
the
no,
article.
There was like an article one time I think we were talking about when they went to some country in South America or something that effect.
Yes.
They tried like the ayahuasca and all of that. Yeah.
No, but
like
remember
coyote and all of that, yeah.
But also there was the Columbia professor who wrote a book on taking was it heroin?
Goodness gracious. Fuck that. AKA Shaq Diesel, you have all the authority in the world to go for him. Is that heroin? Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
But it's still there are different drugs, but it's still like this there's a clear connection here of these academics saying like, hey, these drugs that we've been conditioned to say reflexively are bad might not be as bad as everyone's making it out to be.
Mm. Base, what do you have to say about all this? And I like the switch before you start. I like the switch of backgrounds. Now I don't have to look at your face. Instead, I can look at a fucking skeleton's crotch, you know, and wonder whether they were a guy or a gal. But thank you. Something else to focus on.
They've been microdosing for a while. I don't think they've gotten this type of funding. Because you can even take it back to like Freud, who was at the latter part of his career was using a lot of drugs and apparently
spilled the tea. Keep going.
So I mean, like I would think that it probably puts you in a different space, makes you more open. You can probably get to some of those memories that are probably locked away.
That's what I love about stuff like that. It's like it gets you. Yeah. I guess it gets you in tune with like your inner self a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about that type of stuff. Like, cause it helps you. Like from what I hear when it comes to a lot of this stuff is that, you know, it helps you get rid of a lot of the things that are blocks for your mental blocks, or like some of your hangups or
inhibitions,
you know, some of your issues, inhibitions. There you go, your inhibitions and what have you, like things that are, have been fundamental problems for you since you were a child, and or some traumatic event that helps you get over it. So from what I hear, like from like a lot of these things, is like, I mean, it's I think they call it an ego death, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, all the things that you've been afraid of, all the things that give you anxiety and whatnot, it smacks you right in the face. But then after you stop freaking out and just let it happen, then it brings you to a happier place and it makes you appreciate life and all that stuff. So that's what I appreciate about it. Right.
Yeah.
And but I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
Well, what do you say? I just want to say, like, if I can be guaranteed that something like an experience like that would come about from me taking this stuff, I would absolutely do it.
Right. And based on, I just don't know. 50 times, you just got a microdose. You just got a microdose.
Yeah, if it's like, microdosing, it's gonna, you're not. Yeah.
You're gonna freak out. Like it's going to like you're gonna see shit moving and speaking to you that you've never seen before, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But if you just right. But the thing is, it's like you can't say I don't want this. I don't. You just have to let it happen. Just gotta
let go.
Don't fight the wave. Just ride it.
Don't fight the wave, man. Be one with the universe.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the benefit of something like that, and I feel like honestly, after the shit that I've dealt like with I'm about the last to do year it. And a half, I do need something like that.
Yeah, brother.
But I'm terrified to do it.
Peyote.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, brother.
Go do some.
Don't be afraid.
Go to a retreat.
Boozer, you know what? Nah, so okay, that, now man. Look, let's tie back. Let's tie back to what we was talking about before, Boozer. This is what you need to do for your birthday. You know. I'll come and do it with you, brother.
Where are we doing it?
You don't like, have to do it alone.
In a safe space, right?
You have to be in a safe space. Yes, we can talk about that. So like a place that makes you feel very comfortable, so a place that keeps you at, that brings you at ease. So
a farm,
wherever that may be for you. Boozer, what would that be for you? Where would that be for you? You know, safe. What's one of your safe places? Just anywhere in general.
Times Square.
God, he's trying to kill you. He's trying to kill you. Wasn't there a shooting out there not too long, earlier this week?
There was. There was.
That's definitely not where you want to go.
I don't know. It's not home.
See right? where you got that skeleton house. In the background. Goodness gracious. So not home. Where else, Boozer? Let's explore this a little bit. No. We can figure it out. So let's think about. You've been to Curaçao, right? Was that nice?
Curaçao.
Okay, whatever the fuck. Sorry. All right. Thanks. Fucking language police. Like, enunciation police. Fuck y'all. Yeah. You see what I'm trying to do here? So, stop getting sidetracked. I'm trying to help this man.
Curaçao
was nice. What else was nice? What else was like a pleasant experience for you? A place that you liked? Come on, think about
Atlanta.
Listen, we can go back to opera. You know what I'm saying? Right in the middle of the fucking opera.
Right. Miami.
Miami was dope. Miami was a good time.
Yeah.
See, there's options. There's options. Think about it, brother.
But I don't.
What? You know what? You know what?
These are
you
all know what? Places.
That's fine. It doesn't matter where it is. As long as you're comfortable. As long as you're at peace.
Mm.
You understand? Fuck the public. This is about Boozer. Yes.
Lock all right.
Think about it. Oh, man. Well, I can tell you who would probably benefit from this. Males who suffer from toxic masculinity, right? And apparently it doesn't come from their fathers. Apparently it comes from their mother's face, Shaq Diesel.
It doesn't come from their mother's. It comes from, they did a bunch of, so they surveyed 188 men ages 18 to 62. They're from Australia. I know that's kind of suspect, but, they looked at different aspects of in that survey, and the big highlighted aspect was the fact that like them not having a lot of friends. So that
So it's lack of social.
Yeah.
Lack of social interaction creates toxic males.
Yeah.
And is that because they look online and figure out how they're supposed to interact, or is it just because they don't know how to act, so they make everyone else feel like shit to make themselves feel better?
So I think not having that socialization with like your male peers, I think you tend to buy more into that like toxic masculinity, those ideals of like
right
idealization of what a male is supposed to be.
That makes sense. I can subscribe to that, because it's like if you don't have that female interaction, you don't know how to be, you know, I don't want to, sensitive maybe not be the right word, but empathetic, I think maybe the better word there. Just like, hey, you just can't say whatever in black and white and just think, oh, everyone's be okay with that. Because even though you're right, even though, and I'm not saying they're always right, you could be right or wrong, but sometimes you can hurt someone's feelings. I think Maya Angelou said it best. People, it's something to the effect that people, it's not how people make you, people will never forget how you make feel, right? So I think it's, I forget the quote, so forgive me, rest in peace, but I think she says something along those lines. So it's like, you have to, and to tie it into what we're talking about, it's like you have to say things the right way or communicate the right way, because you may make someone feel wrong, and feelings are valid, whether justified or not, feelings are valid. So I totally subscribe to that thought process. And, so not, you know, take some ayahuasca, take some
microdosing. So not having, I guess, not having that, those male, like, no one to sort of challenge those ideas. Like, you right. just, like, you're in a vacuum. So, like, no one's saying, like, bro, that's kind of weird. Like, you probably shouldn't say things like that, or this is kind of odd. So, like, not having those ideas probably to bounce off of people, mm-hmm. which makes sense to me.
Makes perfect sense. Makes absolute perfect sense that, You need to go out there and experience life, and you have to experience life in different circles, right? So that just, there's a level of importance to just not being in a circle that, you know, that reinforces all of your ideals, or just a similar, just yeah. one singular ideal that you've always grew up on. You have to get out there, because toxic masculinity might not always be towards females either. It can also be against other males. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not. You know, because there could be a male that's more in tune with his feelings and emotions and live better life than you, or live not better life, but live more life than you. And you're, you know, abashing him and ostracizing him. Talking about
Kevin Samuels.
Oh, now
well, Kevin Samuels like looks like he lived a lot of life too. So I don't know if this necessarily applies to him.
It does.
I guess what I'm saying, I think maybe that's his character. I mean, look at it. He's like, I don't want to say fashionista. That's feminine. This is a guy. But it looks like he's cultured. I'll say that. Looks like he's cultured. Looks like he's. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say about what
he wears. Cologne by himself.
Right. So he loves himself. Self love. Right. But I guess what I'm saying is, I guess my argument with the Kevin Samuels thing is that he is. You can say what he says about women, and you know he bashes the hell out of them, and you know bashes them whether right or wrong. He says it very harshly, but he seems like a cultured guy, so I don't think he would, you know, be a victim of toxic masculinity. I think he's the executor of toxic masculinity in certain cases, for good or for better or for worse, right?
I disagree.
I want to see him with Joe Rogan.
Cash. Oh man, that would be interesting. Cash, you said you disagree. Cash, you want to expand upon that?
Because I like when I think of toxic masculinity, I think of someone just putting down, you know. In particular, other humans that are identified as female for no good reason, just because they are a man and the other person may not naturally be. Kevin Samuels is telling people what they may or may not need to hear in a way that they may or may not will receive it. So I don't think it's toxic. I think it's just unnecessary information that these poor women were not ready to absorb or understand at the time.
Right.
But when you look at it objectively, you know, he's basically just telling them what life is. Like, if you are 4'9", you doing 360 windmills on a dunk, it's probably not happening.
Yeah, that's all he's saying. Yeah, and a lot of the things that I watch with him, I mean, like I kind of touched this before. Do I agree with him or disagree with him? I can't say either. Like, I kind of straddle the fence when it comes to Kevin, but I feel that what he does is, for the most part, he's like. I don't want to call him a toxic male, but he may put a lot of toxic females in their place at times. At times, not all the time, but that's my thought process on the whole thing. And Cash,
he is Buckley's for that system. If you're familiar with Buckley's medicine, he is Buckley.
That's an old Caribbean remedy, right? Like
Buckley's.
That should have put your chest on fire.
Whatever you call it.
He's Buckley's for the ecosystem. It does not taste great, but it's effective.
Like pesticide.
Don't taste good. It's like ginger. He's ginger for the ecosystem. But ginger and Buckley's mixed up in one. You heard?
Pesticide and black flag. Like, goodness gracious.
Interesting shit, guys. We went from shrooms to toxic masculinity to Kevin Samuels. Look at the tangents we are going on tonight. I love recording that night.
Hello, listeners. This is Jay. You're listening to my guys on the High Life. Hope you're enjoying the show.
All right, so I can't be silly on this next topic. I'm going to preface this by saying that we are the high and low lives, and you know, as the name implies, we have very high intellect on certain things. But you know, as the latter half of that, you know, of our moniker suggests, you know, we have low IQ on some other things as well. So prefacing what we're about to say, that our opinions are our opinions, and it's not based. Some of it is based in facts, some of it may not be. So don't take us as journalists, don't take us as investigative journalists, despite what Boozer may say at times on certain subjects. He may seem very knowledgeable about a lot of things, and he plays off like he's not. But in this particular topic, it's very serious, and a lot of lives are at stake and whatnot. So I just want to point out the fact that we're going to try and tackle this as best we can. But, you know, some things you can't just the saying goes, how's the saying old guys? Like, don't quote me on that. Right. So I think that's apropos here. Yes. Everybody's nodding. Perfect. Tremendous. Yes. But anyway, there's been an ongoing conflict in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. As of late, things have kind of ramped up a lot. I mean, I just know that there's been like several attacks, and like the conflict has escalated way more than normal. And it's pretty dire at this point. I've been seeing headlines and whatnot going on out there. And it's pretty bad on both sides, man. I mean, you know, there are this is a heavy, heavy politicized issue, right? And there's arguments on both sides with regards to who we feel is right and who we feel is justified to have that land. But I think the overarching theme is that the shit is just sad. People have been losing their lives, you know, to random attacks, random acts of violence, bombings. The list goes on and all that stuff. And, you know, it's back in the news headlines again because it's gotten really awful. But I think what we want to hone in on tonight is Andrew Yang. He apparently said something really adverse that he had to walk back with regard to, with regard to his stance on Israel. And I think AOC, you know, called him out on his bullshit, calling him shameful. Anyone want to, you know, add a little more color to this?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at it. And I just want to reiterate the point that Fiv made in terms of us deciding to tackle the subject, and we're not going to do a full deep dive on this. It's literally the biggest story in the world right now. So I feel like if we don't talk about it, we're doing ourselves and the listeners a disservice.
Right.
So the Andrew Yang comment that he's now walked back is just kind of, I think, indicative of a lot of what's going on surrounding this topic. And I'm going to put this out there for people to do their own research.
Yes.
And come to their own conclusions, right?
Educate yourself. Very good. Very good.
And I'll give some suggestions on who to check out. So for our generation, our demographic of people who are listening to this show, Trevor Noah from The Daily Show did a great piece on this. It's, you know, under 10 minutes long. And he tackled it in a very fact-based way and a very human way. And from what I can tell, people appreciated the fact that he even chose to speak on the topic, knowing full well that he might get canceled from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So check
brave
that out.
Brave man.
Yeah, so check out Trevor Noah's take, you know, or, you know, his segment from The Daily Show this week on the conflict. And I just want to say that, like, we keep in America, at least, we hear basically for a long time, one side's right, one side's wrong. There was no gray area, as far as I know, growing up, right? And to this day, it's always been everything in the media, everything coming out of Washington, D.C., it's the U.S. wholeheartedly backs Israel. And
that is correct.
You know, we, as a country, we do not, first of all, we don't acknowledge Palestine as a nation, right? And then the people of Palestine are not afforded the same respect, or I don't know what the word is, but they're not at the same level.
Acknowledge it. I mean, you said it right. You don't have to. I think you summarized it quite well. But I think the overarching theme here, what I'm hearing from you, Boozer, is it's a very touchy subject, and I feel that at least in this country, you're not entitled to have an opinion on who you think is right or wrong. I think
unless
you're from one group, right? So, but by and large, you're not really entitled to have your own opinion. And that kind of contradicts, you know, some of the fundamental things that this country was founded over, right? Freedom of speech and so on and so forth. So,
yeah,
you know, I think it kind of ebbs into the realm of like, well, why can't I say what I want to say? And, you know, why am I being ostracized for having my position on this thing, where there may be certain facts out there that may kind of justify what you're feeling or something, right? And you know, that's what I get from it, and that's what makes this so touchy. And this is the first time we kind of had to preface something so harshly. Well, not harshly, but you know, so strenuously. Do I have an opinion on it? I do. I don't care about, and I've said this on the pod several times in the past, like over the last few episodes at least. I feel like this kind of, at least to me, it gets into the realm of that idealistic tribalism that I like to say, right? Where it's like, you know, well, I have these ideals and this is what I feel. And then you have your ideals and this is how you feel. And I feel like I'm right for this reason and that reason. And what I say to that, I mean, even though I coined the term, but it's like, I hate that. I hate that mindset. Fuck the ideals and let's focus on what is truly right, right? So you fighting, you bombing, you're shooting each other, killing each other, bombing each other. Why can't we? And I'm a generalist, and there's a lot of intricacies that goes into, like, you know, I mean, we've said it. It's been talked about for, like, you know, for ages, for decades. Peace in the Middle East. You know, I pray for the day that we, you know, that we as a world in general kind of get to a point where it's like, fuck what you think to an extent, and edit point, maybe not, but fuck your religious beliefs too, and let's focus on what's right here. The right thing to do is for you guys to drop the fucking guns, stop bombing each other, and get to a happy medium. I mean, maybe I need to be the one that negotiates peace in the Middle East. Maybe they need to send my black ass over there and try and get people to extend the olive branch. I don't know, but I just feel that obviously it's senseless. Obviously, you know, it's based in religion and opposing, you know, religious views and all that stuff. And so I'm not going to sit here and say that I side with either one. I'm going to say that fuck what you believe in. People are dying, literally dying, being blown to pieces. Family members can't even identify the bodies and all that stuff. There's no bodies to identify, dog. And this shit just needs to, you know, be put to an end. And again, I myself am being idealistic in my thought process. But at least I believe that my thought process is, and I'm not saying that I'm always right, because I'm shit, 90% of the time I'm wrong, right? With the Charlotte's Web thing and a million other things. But I just feel like in this instance, it's like, dog, like Michael Jackson, that's my streaming song. I changed my streaming song again today. My song pick is We Are the Fucking World. Like, just you know, like, why can't we just, why, Ronnie King, why can't we just fucking get along? So that's my position in the whole thing. Booz, I know you said your piece and you did it very eloquently, but I'm going to open the line up to Bass, Cash. I don't know if Jay is here, but if any of you guys want to speak on it, you can. Cash, what's up?
And thank you both for your eloquent points. Feel free to use the bleep button on whatever I'm about to say. I will not get offended. So there was a point in the chat earlier, right? And I believe it was made. I won't throw anybody out there. But it was made of what point is it for us, or I guess, to say who's right or wrong in this scenario. Please correct me if I'm wrong, if that was not the assertion made. Like, it's not the place of the U.S. to intervene or to speak on this because it doesn't involve us, or it's not our fault to delineate, to come in to say one side is right, one side is wrong. But to Phoebe's point, I think we're maybe kind of past that at this point. Like, people on both sides, innocent, guilty, or dying. And then I'm ignorant to the fact of, well, I'm lying. I know exactly how long this has been going on, and it's been going on quite some time. So historically speaking, you might lean on one side or the other, but at the end of the day in 2021, I don't think this is necessarily the best way to go about it. It's like pound of flesh, city block, city, city, town, town, municipality, municipality. And just gonna keep going, tit for tat, tit for tat. And one side is immensely bigger and could literally wipe out the other one in a blink of an eye. And it's more so like, if you're fighting with someone, like, I think Trevor Noah made it a point, if you're fighting with someone that can't hurt you, what's the point? Like, what's the, like, eventually, like, you're just gonna make it stop. You can't, they can't hurt you. They can't hurt you. It's kind of like a little sibling pulling at your leg, punching you, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might sting, but it's not going to hurt. So right. At the end of the day, it's just a matter of getting that sort of counterpoint, just, like, it's all the human, we're all one race, the human race, as the people like to say. So I think this latest attack is kind of fucked up for both sides, really. Like, I'm not going to say one side was right or wrong. If it was retaliation, it's been retaliation for bullshit that's taken way too long. And I guess that's why the U.S. needs to step into care, because it could escalate and spill over into other neighboring nations. So,
factoid.
Yeah. So like Moses said, do your research, look into it.
Do your Googles.
The media or whatever is kind of biased, like with anything in life. Look at both sides.
So I would say, I just want to throw out like other sources there for people, and maybe I'll get into it in terms of who I think, you know, is right and wrong as well. But we've already mentioned, you know, The Daily Show. I would say like the BBC, from what I can tell, has done a decent job of just reporting the facts, right? Their journalistic integrity, I guess, is pretty high.
Objective.
Yeah, they're pretty objective. So if you just want to hear what happened, like, here are the facts, here are the numbers, here's who did the first, you know, did the deed, who started things this time around, check out, you know, some BBC reporting on it. Check out some Fox News, some One America, whatever, if you want.
Not to interrupt here, Boozer, but I think along your lines, hear their side. Like, there's an old saying, right? When there's a conflict and there's arguing points, there's their side, your side, and the truth, right? Yep. So along the lines of what you were kind of just saying, I implore you to check out both sides. Check out somewhere like Fox News. Yeah. Check out stuff like CNN. Check out a news outlet that aligns with Israel. Check out a news line that aligns with Palestine. To, you know, if something if you that follow your moral compass, right?
We just don't know enough about.
Right.
Like, I feel like when it comes to America, you know, news that's happening in the U.S., we've all lived here long enough. We kind of know where we're going to land on a subject. That,
yeah. When it comes that to this stuff, we're going to be force-fed things.
Yeah, when it comes to this stuff, we just don't know. So, yeah, check out all sides. And I will say one specific one, and I think our listeners, Shady Pines listeners, a lot of them probably already know it, would be the Young Turks on YouTube. Yes.
Shout out to Chang.
They're very progressive, right? They make MSNBC look like, you know, fucking like One America, you know, compared to mainstream media. But in a good way, like a sixth grader
doing a book report.
They're very progressive. They take, you know where they stand, but it's fact based, right? The information that they're giving you, they back it up with facts as opposed to just like opinion that's couched in some history.
Facts and not conjecture.
Yeah. So check them out as well.
Absolutely.
And I think once you get a sense of, like, Cash was touching on this, like, this has been going on for a long time. If you want to know what prompted the current crisis, it's pretty easy to figure out who's right and who's wrong this time around. Not saying throughout history who's right and who's wrong, who's been on the right side of history, who's been on the wrong side. For this specific one, 2021, what happened starting last week, Friday, I think it was. It's very black and white, and people might not want to hear that. Mm-hmm. But Cash said it, like, one side can literally obliterate the other in the blink of an eye. Over 100 people have died on one side. I believe 6 people have died on the other side. Those numbers aren't anywhere close.
Yeah, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't.
And all of this is happening on the Muslim holiday that was supposed to be celebrated.
Is it a coincidence?
Yeah.
But no, I think we touched on this long enough. I think the overarching theme here is you decide, but at the same time, in this particular latest incident, it's very black and white, as Cash and Booza kind of, you know, agree that it's just unfair. You know, you have, like Cash said, you have all the power in the world to obliterate literally all of them. So. But anyway, the overarching theme is do your research and then form an opinion. Don't subscribe to this idealistic tribalism that a lot of these news outlets want you to. And I think we'll put a bone with just that, man. But my prayers and all my condolences and all my feelings go out to the families and that are broken up as a result of this madness. And I think we'll just leave it at that, man. All right. Anybody watch Saturday Night Live this Saturday? Elon Musk was on there.
First time in years.
Everyone was hoping that Dogecoin shot the 20 fucking 25,000 Bitcoin level. But apparently that did not happen because he wanted to be funny, because the fucking producers told him to be funny about it and call it a hustle. Son of a bitch. I was ready, dog. I was sitting on the couch on the phone getting the air beaten from who knows who, who knows what. But anyway, I was getting a fucking air beat, and I'm like, all right, yo, you gotta shut up for a second. I need to hear this shit. You know what I mean? I gotta hear this shit. I'm like halfway listening on the phone. I gotta hear this shit. But unfortunately, man, the shit just shot down because he, like, the opening line. What did he say? Something about his mom, right?
Yeah. So yeah, in his opening monologue, he brought his mom out, which was cool because it was the day before Mother's Day, and she actually said it. She was like, I can't wait to get my gift, my Mother's Day gift. And then she was like, hopefully it's not Dogecoin. I was like,
damn it, Mama Musk, what the hell?
Yeah, so it's like,
what the hell?
He really can't come back from that. And he's like, it sure is.
She could have said, baby, I know you got all the money in the world. She could have said something like this, baby, I know you got all the money in the world, but I'm going to get you I got you a birthday card. Or, you know, it's Mother's Day, so it's the other way around, right?
Yeah.
So I got all the money in the world. I already gave you all the money in the world. I got you a Mother's Day. He could have gave her an early Mother's Day gift and said, Ma, I got you about $50 million Dogecoin for Mother's Day. It's going to be worth a lot come Monday. And that would have been it. We would be in a Frisk era right now. We would have motherfuckers talking for us on the show right now.
Or he could have given her a Shibu. Shiba Inu.
Hey, get it right. Y'all gave me shit about Kuwaso?
Leash?
No. A what?
Leash? He has
no. 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 The dog. The dog. God damn
no,
it.
No, I want a Shiba Inu. The actual dog. We're saying he could have given her the actual dog.
Get it right, Base. Get it right, Shaq Diesel. Get it right. I love Shiba Inu. That's the dog I want. Now, what do you?
Oh, you and Cash got to fight. So he wants the same one. Yeah, I can't have the same dog.
Why not?
Cash, I already know your weapon. I'm gonna have my brass knuckles with the knife on the end. So good luck to you, sir.
You won't reach him. You got the sword.
May the odds be in your favor.
You don't know how quick I am. I do jump rope all the time, but I'm very light on my feet.
Total concentration.
Yeah, good luck. I got that demon shit. You heard? I got the demon blood art. If you want to talk demon slay, I got that blood demon art. You heard? So good luck to you, sir. Like anyway, Base, what do you have to say about all this?
I thought with the show, I thought he also said that, like, now Tesla will not be accepting any, like, that cryptocurrencies.
That wasn't on the show. That was after. That was
later.
Like,
yes, I'm saying.
That was yesterday.
So I'm saying that added to it, that the fact that they're like, at this point, like, we won't be accepting any cryptocurrency. So I think that.
No. Time out. He didn't say no crypto. He said he specifically.
No Dogecoin?
No, Dogecoin, yes. Bitcoin, no.
Oh, no, Bitcoin. Okay.
So that's why Bitcoin is down to 50,000 from like 60,000.
I think they'd be doing this on purpose so they can like invest in it and then when it goes back up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for, bitch. I was going to say that. I was going to say, so maybe he's doing us a favor.
No,
maybe he's. All right. Hold on. Maybe he's shooting it down so that everybody can afford it. I mean, him and himself included, and then make a ridiculous profit by coming up with some better news in the near future.
Wait, which That's one? What I'm hoping He's for. Shooting which one down?
Dogecoin. I mean, whatever he did on Saturday, we can all agree that what he did on Saturday Night Live, the skits that he agreed to do, shot down fucking Dogecoin.
Also,
what I'm hoping for is that he shot that shit down and he's continuing, like, it's shooting down enough so that everybody can make a profit because people was getting in late. And before Saturday Night Live aired, it was like the highest it was ever. It was like in the 70s.
Yeah.
Anyway,
also, the guy who the Ethereum creator also pulled a shit ton of his money out of Dogecoin too. So no, I thought he donated it or something like that.
People were donating to him Dogecoin.
As
a fuck you, and then he was like, "Oh, you're gonna give me all this Dogecoin? Guess what? I'm gonna turn around and unload that shit and give it away, and that dropped the value." Which so I don't like, get. I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand this stuff enough. I don't get why the people were giving.
They're probably plotting some new.
They're all doing it on purpose.
I just don't understand the purpose. I don't know the purpose. I'm not smart enough.
There's been so many new ones that came out since this whole Dogecoin thing, Safe Moon and Pancake Swap or whatever it was you was talking about, Base.
Shiba
Inu. You gotta listen, dog. I mean, you're triggering me, dog. You're triggering me, dog. You gotta get that right. Shiba Inu. I got Carrasco right, or whatever the fuck it's called.
You clearly did it.
Carousel?
Whatever the fuck it's called.
Wait, you wanna hear something crazy? You know what the language they speak in Curacao? Like, well, they Curacao. Speak like 10. Curacao. But their native tongue. This is a tongue twister. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God. What is it? Kakakupu Pipi Chari?
What? Close. It's called Papiamentu.
What? Papiamentu?
Papiamentu.
Where is this located at in the world? Like, what is it next to Curacao? It's in the Caribbean?
Oh, it's the ABC island. So it's Aruba,
Bermuda.
Bermuda and Curacao, yeah.
Curacao. Sound right. Like a carousel. Curacao.
It's got the squiggly line under the sea. So it's a
Curacao. Like the squiggly line in your eye?
The squiggly line.
Squiggly line in my eye? You talking about this shit?
Yeah. Everybody has that, right? It's like a squiggly line that like chases.
I have a scar.
What the fuck? Who stabbed you in the eye? What you been up to in your life? Fucking.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
No.
That's cold. That's harsh. I bring up a scar that I've had since I was like 6 years old.
Whatever, dog. You know, I don't know what type of life you lived before I met you.
Went to the hospital for this shit.
I'm sorry for your trauma, sir.
Playing basketball.
Basketball? I was fucking in Guyana. There ain't no damn basketball.
The fuck were you doing? You were cage fighting when you were six?
That's what I said. Pit fighting.
Pit fighting? That's fucked up. No, I was running. The ultimate sport. Foot race.
Wait a minute. So what are you, like, you burnt out and just, like, fell over?
No. Sonic. All right. So culture lesson for the listeners. So I was in Guyana. I was in school. It was Pagwa. It was a Hindu holiday. So that was the day. So everybody in Guyana, like nobody, you know, some people celebrate the actual holiday for religious reasons, but everyone else is celebrating it just because it's fun. And you basically throw dye at each other and like fuck each other up and powder. So
I'm sounds like running. A color run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it totally is. Because you wear white too, because all the colors, yeah, stand out more.
Tremendous.
So I'm at school. Again, I'm like six. It was second grade. I am chasing, I'm running after one of my sister's classmates. My sister's, this one's 5 years older than me. So I'm chasing after her to get some powder.
So you was going up to the Cougars early, huh?
No. I wanted her to give me some powder so I can throw at kids because I ran out. So I'm like running after her full speed. One of my classmates, so another six-year-old, is having a foot race around the school. And I'm running in this direction, and he's coming from this direction, and we meet up in the middle. Mm. Like, we're coming around corners. So we
like some fucking, what do they call those? What do they call those moose-like creatures, the rams?
Yeah.
We're running each other to establish dominance. Who's going to lead the pack?
Yeah, so he's coming around the corner, and I'm going around the corner, and boom, we just smack heads.
Bomb. Who won? Who fell?
He fucking won. He won. I'm the one that ended up with like four stitches. All he had was a knot on his forehead.
Damn, boozy.
My shit.
Damn,
boozy. Damn. Burst open, leaking.
Now I understand your pessimistic ways. You still tight about that shit from way back in the day.
Yo, it was so bad. So I was living with my grandmother at the time. And so she had to come, right, to like accompany me to the hospital or at least just like know that this shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
I lost so much blood that they like didn't want her to see it, so they covered it up with sand, so that she would.
That's awful. What kind of masochistic shit is that? Well, that's not masochistic, but like, what kind of torture shit is that? They put sand in it?
On the ground, they didn't want her to see it.
I was like, God damn!
They didn't put sand on my fucking.
It's like what? Like what kind of remedy is that? I never heard of that shit. I don't think I ever want nobody to do that.
All the blood that was on the ground, ignorance. They covered it up with the sand, so she wouldn't see it when she came like to get me.
Okay.
But I end up going to the hospital. Actually, my teacher actually like is the one who took me to the hospital for the stitches. Wow.
Young Big Booze out there going for leader of the pack, man. I'm glad you're still here with us today, you know?
Yep.
And full functionality in the eye, right? Like, you know, no impairment to vision or anything like that?
Yeah, just a scar, no hair. My eyebrow never grew back.
So it's a cool war story like you're sharing here with the listeners?
Yeah.
you know, adds character. You know what I mean? Yep. I like kind of like certain scars like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a story. I've been through some things, man. I've seen some stuff.
Don't run around corners.
Shit. I guess carrying along the lines of cryptocurrencies and such, I think Base was the first person that introduced myself and everyone to this. And now I see it spreading like wildfire. Non-fungible tokens, NFTs.
Mm-hmm.
So the latest entrant, or the most prompt, like the latest, you know, big boy entrant into the NFT world is none other than Sean Jay-Z Carter. He has gotten into the NFT world, and he entered in, what, $19 million? You know, he put $19 million into a certain platform. Base, what platform is that? What's going on with this shit?
Bitski, I think it's called.
Bitski.
Yeah, I went to the website to look at it. And it's definitely targeted at a certain audience, because there's like a picture of like a Jordan 1 looking type picture. And it just talks about how like you can come to Bitski to like create, sell, and make your own NFTs. I mean, it's cool. He put a lot of money in with a bunch of other celebrities who were investing in his platform. So I think he's trying to jump on a bandwagon, being a, you know, a hustler.
As if he needs more money. Fucking hoarder. What do you think about this cool. Jay-Z? What do you think about this Jay-Z Jr., a.k.a. Cash? He has no opinion.
No, I'm not Jay-Z.
I got to pick on you every now and again, man. So loved, though.
So wait, no, what is this platform for? For creators? For people who want to sell NFTs?
Yeah, so you on these sites, nice. You can it's where you create the NFTs, like the pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like it's just a platform to be able to create and then also sell them. So he's investing in one of these
sell
platforms.
Sell them, trade them.
Yeah.
The picture that Cash took of Thieves' background, he can go onto that site and they'll turn that picture into an NFT, allow him to sell it or auction it, and then get the money.
Yeah, I would think so. Yes.
Just to rehash like the concept of it, and just this is really for the listeners. Like I'm doing the asking for a friend, like the whole asking for a friend bit, but I'm really asking for myself, right? So the concept is, you know, you buy this NFT using some sort of cryptocurrency, but you have sole ownership of that image, and it's yours. Yep. And if it's sold anywhere else, you get some sort of residuals from it or something like that.
Yes, it's a one of one.
But if anyone else wants to use it, they got to pay you.
Correct.
Yeah. And imagine if this was around when the Kim Kardashian video came out, right?
It would have done terribly. It was a horrible video. Not making around.
Booz is a porn snob.
Yeah, he is.
Fucking dead fish, man.
That gotta be the title of the episode when this shit goes Starfish. On like us.
If I remember, we said this on one other episode, and I didn't make it the title. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here we go. There's redemption. Here's a redemption, sir.
Red dead fish redemption. There you go.
Oh shit. Don't Red, you just love it redemption? When a good idea comes together? That's the name of this episode. This part, dead fish redemption. What's that, Bass?
I said, now Jay, you can't cut this little part out.
Yes, I know. I was gonna hack that shit, man.
I mean, it's common knowledge. We're not like talking about her in a negative light. We're not shaming her for doing porn. We're just saying that's what it is.
Well, I'm just saying he has to remember now.
He doesn't have to remember anything. Just let
it go. He doesn't have to title it. He doesn't have to do anything with it.
No, remember to cut this part in to make the episode valid.
Oh. Edit world. I love you guys. Now, I'm gonna take a second for real. I'm gonna take a second to like publicly acknowledge both Base and JE. So for those who don't know, I obviously do I run my mouth way too fucking much. And we all have our specific roles with regards to how this show runs. You know, we do this ourselves, but Base and my guy JE, they edit the show, right? So they take all of our rambling, all of our edit points and all that stuff, and for better or for worse, make it go away. So I just want to take a second to say that I appreciate y'all. A la DJ Khaled, I appreciate you. You know what I mean? Because I know it's not easy, especially with my ass. I know I say a lot of stupid shit sometimes. But I just want to take a quick second to say I appreciate you motherfuckers, man, for dealing with it, chopping it up, putting the music in there and all that stuff.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. So there you go. We appreciate you.
Yep, appreciate you too, bro, man.
Salute, salute, salute. I give all y'all a lot of shit, but it's coming from a place of love. You heard? Didn't Diddy like change his name, like change his middle name to Love? Like his name is apparently now Sean Love Combs.
From John, I believe.
That's rich people stuff.
Yeah, my name is Love. Get the fuck out of here. Love is for suckers. No, I'm joking. How I say okay. I love y'all once in one instance, and then say love is for suckers in the next line.
You've been going through some things. We understand.
Hey, man.
Peyote.
You know. Yeah, there peyote. You go. That's what it is. I suffer from a bad peyote trip. There we go. There we go. How about that? Feeb is up. That's what the real premise of this show is. This is me going through a very, like, recovering from a bad peyote trip. I obviously don't know shit about the world because I ask you guys about every fucking topic and you all just bring me up to speed. That's the format of the show. That's really what's going on here, guys. So, boom. That's the secret sauce. You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to fucking carpet bomb this show right now. Can we talk about
Wait, wait, wait,
whoa, whoa,
wait, 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 wait.
Edit point, edit point, edit point.
Wait.
What's carpet bomb?
What the fuck is carpet bomb?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, edit point, edit point.
I'm not sure, but it just feels right in the moment. Can we talk about this image that J.E. posted in the chat?
Let's talk about it. You're not carpet bombing shit. Mystery talking phenomenal. Topic. That's an aspect of the show.
It is phenomenal.
Talk about it.
It's phenomenal.
Describe what it is for the listeners, Booza. Describe what it is for the listeners.
Oh, carpet bomber is also known as saturation bombing. Is a large area bombardment done in a progressive manner to inflict damage in every part of a selected area of land.
Yep. They do it in Call of Duty. That's where I know it from. But anyway, this is interesting, though, Boozer.
Apparently.
Explain to the listeners what you're seeing.
Apparently, Nicki Minaj has come out of retirement to post on IG.
Uh-oh. She's showing the goodies?
Enough.
She got that mama body now, too. She filled out probably even more than she already did. Even more than she already was.
Nicki. Got a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she snapped back.
Really get back on social media. She's a celebrity. She has millions upon millions of dollars. They all snap back. Like the next year, they look like how they looked 5 years ago. What's up, Cash?
No, I was saying just to add some context to the picture, so to tie it into all the whole entertainment thing. So Nicki Minaj, again, one of her first mixtapes was called Beam Me Up, Scotty. And I believe today they re-released it on Spotify with three new tracks. One of which is a remix to Crocodile Teeth, if you listen to the last.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Oh, shit.
So, it's the same mixtape that it was prior to when it was originally released, but now there's three additional new songs. One has Lil Wayne, Drake, on Nicki Minaj in it, so it's probably great or just fucking terrible. It could be like No Frauds, or it could be like the other one that we like. I forget the other one. Truffle Butter? Yes. Thank you. No Frauds connected with the people at Truffle Butter did.
Oh.
Because Drake said, I'm talking fillets with a truffle butter, you know? Oh, I had truffle butter last week. I was being modest, but I did, so fuck y'all. And also.
Was that at the Asian Bistro place you went to?
Crocodile Teeth isn't just like a remake, it's a remix with Skelly Bang. That's according to the song title.
Song of the week, song of the week, anyone? Song of the week. Bass, are you okay? You have your hand in your head. Are you all right? You
living? Good? I'm looking at her IG. I don't know what's picking
up. Oh, he's looking at the picture. We've lost him for the next 5 minutes.
He's psychoanalyzing it. he's gonna do a 180 from Shaq Diesel. He's gonna be like, oh, it's good. He's gonna be like, the curvature on her ass is tremendous.
Which picture is it?
It's the first one.
It's both of them.
Which is wearing blue?
What do you mean, which one? Which one's bad?
The first two rows.
Oh, where she has blue on.
No blue.
Where she's naked with the
cap. A pink cap.
Okay, let's Kevin Samuels. All right, guys, I got a fun exercise for us. Let's Kevin Samuels. Let's Kevin Samuels this shit. Damn, could you let me get it out?
No. There's no reason. there's no discussion here.
She gets a 10. Okay. Base, what say you?
Rating her?
Yeah, come on, man. Where you at? Yeah, rate her. You need time? You need more time?
Yeah, I mean, I always do the two rating thing, but I'll give her a 10 at the top. I don't know what she is without makeup on. So.
Boom. Boom. 10. So 10, 10. We're treating this shit like one of those swimming competitions and like the diving competitions in the Olympics. 10, 10. Cash, what say you?
7.
In true Kevin Samuels fashion. Jay, I mean, you post. Ah, look at my guy. I love it. He gave her a 10. All right. I guess I have to get mine too. Hold on. Okay. So my rating, I would give her a 10 if she didn't have the hat on. Like, you are an icon. We get it. Yeah, look at me crazy. But with the hat on, she gets a 9.5. Jay just gave me the fuck out of here. What's wrong with you? I mean, for crying out loud, Cash gave him a 7. Gave her a 7.
Yeah, but we know what he's on.
I say 9.5. I say 9.5 with the hat on, 10 without. I want to see all of it. And I want to see everything. I mean, I know. Also, I mean, her hair is down like the
hair is down phenomenal. The floor.
It's tremendous. It's fucking tremendous. But shout out to you, Nikki. Welcome back.
This type of games are being played.
So I got to know now. So on to it, going to
because Honey's trying to give me the bug.
That's my shit. Tell him, Bass. Tell him. We needed listen, Booze Up, shout out to you, and well, obviously shout out to my guy Jay. We needed that pick me up for everybody to wake up, come back into the game. So now we know if we're gonna do these Thursday episodes, we're gonna post some spicy shit every now and again just to wake everybody the fuck up. So right. For the listeners, it's 1:26. It's 1:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On fucking Friday morning. We all got work. On
fucking Friday morning.
Happy 2:26 in Argentina. 2:26 in Argentina.
So we saying that to say this. We love y'all. We up here this late. We love it. We all got day jobs. You heard? So we preach. We love y'all. And we dedicated like a motherfucker. So
but I'm all right. I'm all right because they paid me, so I don't give a fuck.
Today payday, baby. Did that shit come through?
Turn up. When that check hit,
I might not show up to work tomorrow.
And then the weekend, and then after the weekend is done, you don't even want to look at your fucking bank account, right?
Oh, mine shit ain't hit yet.
His shit hit before it hit because he's taking out money.
Going back to the actual album here, mixtape, whatever. Which you said 3 songs were new, Cash?
Yep.
So is it the first 3? Because I see Crocodile Teeth is number 3.
Correct.
So yes. Fractions and Seeing Green?
Yes. As you know, Booza, the third song on every album is the fire track. So yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Fucking long. The third song. Look up any album. Quote me on. Do it right now. Look up any album. The third track. Shit is fire. Go ahead. Take time. I'm not lying to you. I never lied to the people. Go ahead.
Well, we don't have to never lie to the people, not one time. Is that the third album on Jesus? That's the third song on Jesus' first album or something? Probably, right? Maybe. Who knows? But all right, guys. We gotta get through the rest of this here. So let's stop ogling at Nikki for a second, because Jay is gonna kill us. Nah, he good. He's shaking his head that he good. We love you, man.
It's his fault.
This ain't his fault. This is really my fault because I took forever after coming from the gym and I had to make a sandwich.
No, the derailment of this segment.
No. You can't say that. That woke y'all up. I'm on 10 right now. I don't fucking even know why. But what's up, Cash?
The third track on Thug Motivation 101 is Gangsta Music.
Boom.
All right, so he might be on to something. Snakes. Which is, I think, low-key one of the top tracks on that album.
There you go. He's on to something. You're on to something.
You're welcome.
But okay, let's... all right, I guess this one is me. Classy Humans of the Week. There was I forget the lady, the young girl's name, but it was an 11-year-old Florida girl who died trying to save some puppies from a fire. Whoa. So shout out to you, baby girl. God bless. And very admirable. And it just shows that, the kids, you gotta listen to the children, man. Like, I was having a conversation with somebody earlier about this. It's like, you gotta, your inner kid should never die. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where your imagination lies and all that stuff. So, and it's sad that she lost her life, but she did something valiant and she's a hero, man. So cheers to that young lady. It's so sad that she died that way, but she died doing something admirable and valiant. And, I'm pretty sure you in heaven right now with all the puppies that you want. So God bless you, baby girl. So that's one. And then my other classy human for the week is Mr. Dave motherfucking Chappelle. In my opinion, the GOAT comedian of our era. he recently sat down with Joe Rogan. You know, I'm probably the sole fan of the Joe Rogan podcast in this group, but thumbs down from Cash. But anyway, they had a really interesting conversation. Bit Booz is on the fence. They had a really good conversation, and it was like one particular soundbite that Dave kind of touched on with regards to politics and all that stuff. And he kind of shared, and you know, I kind of maybe this kind of ties into the toxic masculinity thing that we were talking about earlier. But he shares my views, and it really made me appreciate where he was coming from with it, because he kind of said it a lot more eloquently, and I'm probably going to butcher it right now. But he basically said something along the lines, when it comes to politics, is like, yo, I'm more so along the kindness side of things, right? Like, fuck what you think. Why can't we just focus on what's right? Why can't we just focus on, you know, doing the right thing? I don't care about what you believe in. Some things, I take things from both sides, right? You know, fiscally, maybe I'm lean more Republican. But when it comes to, you know, some sorts of human rights, you know, thought processes and things on abortion and all that, I may lean on the left. And I'm not saying this is what he said, but in particular, but if you'd like to, I mean, you can look it up. Like, you know, probably Google something to the effect of Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan politics. You know, it was all over Instagram. It was like a quick little soundbite, but that was dope. Dave Chappelle is, you know, one of my personal heroes. I mean, he's obviously hilarious, but beyond that, man, the guy's a very intelligent dude, very eloquent, and you know. To me, he's one of those guys that's very objectively correct, right? Just to just really fuck what you think may be right, kind of like what we were talking about when we touched on the whole Israel and Palestine situation. But it's like, yo, fuck all this dumb shit. Like, what is the right thing here? Even if it may be politically incorrect, what is the right fucking thing to do, right? So that's what I like about him. It's like, I don't care. Like, he's an outlier in my opinion. That's the type of shit I subscribe to. You know, no virtue signaling, none of that bullshit. What is right? Right. What is right? And I think we all know, unless you're a fucking psychopath or a sociopath or someone's just running away from the truth and need to go sit on somebody's couch, we all more or less know what's right from wrong. You know what I mean? We know when we do some wrong shit or we're thinking wrong, but you just want to, your ideals, because of something that you're hurting from or whatever the fuck the case may be, or whatever you think is socially acceptable, you just want to face yourself. You want to subscribe to a certain way of thinking. And that whole fucking interview was just like, he even said it to Joe. He's like, dog, I know that you and I probably don't agree on most things politically, but you're a good dude. And every time I'm around you, we have a good time. And they do shows together, like all the time. They do comic show, comedian show, you know, stand up all the time together. And like, I just know there's good vibes with you. That's the type of shit I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get along with you despite what your views may be politically and all that shit, as long as you're a good person and you're good to me, right? And I don't know anything, like, from what I know, you haven't done anything awful. So shout out to Dave, man. You know, beyond him being a comedian, I just look at him as like one of the better human beings that I've seen. At least I don't know him personally, obviously. I don't think any of us do, but I just like a lot of the stuff that I hear, I agree with him 10,000% more. Well, you know, more often than not, I agree with the things that he's saying. And for that, it's like somebody, like when he talks, I listen. So shout out to him. Before I move any further, do we have any classy humans? Any other classy humans that we want to acknowledge? I'm getting those. Cash, what's
myself.
Up? Shout out to Cash, another classy fucking human. I give him a lot of shit about, you know, being a treasure or whatever, but that's all bullshit. He does a good job of managing our funds and all that stuff. Let us know what's going on. I just give him a hard time. Cash is a classy human.
Role model for the youth. That's all.
Role model for the youth. You know what
Lover
I'm saying?
Lover of debit cards.
That's right. And consistent in a motherfucker. Ever since Pop Smoke's passing, he's always, you know, that's just a view into his level of consistency. You don't never have to guess with my guy Cash, man. So shout out to you. Yes, sir. You are a fucking classy human. Anyone else? Nada. Cool. Let's go to low lives. Booza, a man was arrested for allegedly spending $5 million in stolen COVID funds. They're going after the PPPers, aren't they? He spent it on Ferraris, Bentleys, and Lamborghinis. Ain't that like a Cash Money song? We bout that.
Probably.
Bentleys and we bout that. I remember that shit for some reason. But anyway, go ahead.
This dude from Irvine, California, fucking lowlife. He got millions of dollars from the PPP program during the pandemic, and apparently he did not run any of the companies that he claims to have been running. So he got all this money, and instead of paying his employees that didn't exist,
he bought a bunch of supercars. But the government, you know, Uncle Sam found out about it and went after his ass, and he probably going to jail.
Going to jail now.
Yeah, I'm not even going to give his name. I got his name, but he's 38 years old from Irvine, California, and he's a fucking lowlife.
Yeah, I saw something on Instagram. A lot of them are going down. Like, I saw something on Instagram where they're listing people out and the things that they alleged that they needed the PPP funding for and the date that they applied for and the date that they got it. Like, y'all motherfuckers are going to jail.
Right, so it's all public, right? Like, anyone who applied for that grant,
you can look it up.
You can just look it up. You can just type in it. So even if you want to just check a Fortune 500 company, you can type it in and see whether or not they applied and got the money. And it's not necessarily that it's fraudulent, but you might be looking at it like, well, hold up. Like, you
really
were very profitable during this time. Why would you be applying for these funds that were meant to keep small businesses afloat that were losing business, you know, during this time? So yeah, it's all public. Shit. So it makes everybody come to light, whether you're a Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 company, or a sole business owner who is up to no good.
Listen, man, it's something that I go by. Take what you need, not all of what you don't. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Within reason, of course. I'm not telling you not to be I'm not telling you to be.
See, you see, J.E.? You see what? You know why he's acting that way?
Speak your mind, J.E. Go ahead. You quote me something. Speak your mind.
Yo, you know about them free massagers?
All right, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it then. I'm transparent.
Remember that?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm guilty. Fuck it. Take what you need. You listen, I'm honest, and my voice call me out. So, okay.
What?
I'm going to tee this up. So, like, I told you, sometimes I'm wrong, right? Like, I'm not right all the time. But anyway, what Jay is alluding to here is Booza notified us of a very, very,
sure,
very,
throw
very,
me under the bus.
I'm not throwing you under the bus because it's me. I exploited it, right? So I'm owning it. I'm owning it. 100% ownership. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong, right? And I just said some shit that kind of, I mean, it wasn't money involved, and I'm not trying to minimize it. But anyway, here we go. So there's a massage gun. Massage guns, right? They're very helpful to help get knots out of your body. You got some aches and pains. It's very good for that, right? So Big Boozer let us know of it is pretty big. It's a big, really, really, really good deal on Amazon where you apply a coupon and a promotion code and you can literally get the shit for free. We don't know if it still exists now, and my shit hasn't even been shipped. But when he posted that shit, my eyes lit up and I was like, holy shit, this is gold. I want one for me. I want one for my fam, and I'm going to get three more and I'm going to sell them shit. So I am totally guilty. I'm totally a hypocrite on what I just said with regards to taking what you need and not anything that you don't need. So I need to practice what I preach in that shit. But the shit was fucking free, and I was exploiting something that, you know, that was free. This is actual money that these motherfuckers are taking. It doesn't make it any rest, right or wrong, but yeah, I'm guilty of that. So, you know, it is what it is. And we're going to see if the shit actually even ships out. But absolutely. And that's why y'all my bros, because y'all call me out my bullshit. What's up? What's up, Jay?
I appreciate you for acknowledging that. You know what?
Hey, man.
You classy, too. You classy, too.
I try, man. Listen, but like I said, right, iron sharpen iron, right? When you're wrong, you're wrong. You got to accept when you're wrong. I accept anytime I'm wrong. But when I'm not wrong, I'm not going to accept that shit. You feel me?
So
I understand.
I'll maybe put your guilty conscience to rest a little bit, maybe.
Why?
So I did some digging into the reason why this promotion was going on. Because, yeah, we all were like, this was a mistake. Some Amazon employee is going to get fired. Because this shouldn't happen,
yeah,
right? It's a fucking
$150
massage gun that you can suddenly get for free. But what I found out is that the company that was selling, the seller for it on Amazon, seems to be brand new. They had no reviews,
so like
no nothing.
They're trying to get some.
So I think
some,
they might
like,
be trying to
visibility.
Yeah, they might be trying to build up some.
But they got it from me. I bought five of them shits.
Right. So and I'm not gonna let you take the brunt of this because I told you guys I got two, right?
I got one for myself, and then I got one just in case. I got one for the wife, I said. Well, after you, Fee, said you got five, I was like, wait, hold on. A half hour later, I was like, is this still working? Is this code still going to work? So I put it in again.
Let me see a little something.
And I got a third one. Shit's going to work through. Yo, I'm telling you, amongst the people
like, come on, what you want me to do? What the fuck you want me to do? Like, okay, the PPP shit is like, yo, you wrong. You lying. You fraudulently. Like, yo, the code is legit. I put it in as legit. What the fuck you want me to do? It didn't say there's no limitation. Right. So fuck it, I'm going to take it. But, you know, but anyway, it is contradicting to what I just said, though. Like, real shit, it was. So I got to, you know, that's no excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no excuse. And shout out to Jay for calling me on my bullshit. What's up?
Well, man? I'm guessing Bass didn't get one. So if he needs one.
Nah, no, I don't believe that. Bass got like 15 of them shits. He's not saying nothing.
He didn't get one. He needs that shit more than any of us.
Cash got one. Cash was like, yo,
you got one.
Up.
He got one.
I literally said one. Yeah, you got one.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I know someone else who got three. So
what was that?
I know. I'm saying I know somebody. Yeah. So literally, amongst the people
we're going to jail.
Amongst the nine people that I know
who we're going to Amazon jail with,
there's like 60 of them shits that have been shipped.
It's like you don't hear no shit like for real. When you told me that shit, I was like, all right, let me try this, but there's no way this shit's gonna go through. It went through. I mean, I'm still like that was Monday, dog, and like the shit still ain't shipped yet. I doubt
it's shipping from China. It's gonna take a while.
Yeah, because it's like arriving like at the end of next month or some shit like that. But we'll see. But anyway, again, I'm gonna say it for like the fifth time here. Look, I just said some bullshit, and my guy, that's why he's my guy. You know what I mean? They gonna call me when I'm on some bullshit. So I appreciate that. Real talk, no fax, no printer, or whatever that fucking corny ass line is from whatever song that's from. And maybe this quote that I put in here I might get shot down by this shit too. But fuck it, we gonna do it live. We live. Fuck it, we going live. Anyway, my quote for the week is two here, and I think they're both polar. They like kind of like not contradict, but they sit on two opposite sides of the spectrum, so let's do this. This sounds fun, and whoever the fuck put this other one there, they're gonna have to take it away. But anyway, everybody's heard this corny ass quote. FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the, I don't know what number president he was, but he said, "There's nothing to fear but fear itself." My spin on it, you know, you should be afraid of being afraid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, living in fear is not living at all, man. You know, so just the things that scare you, within reason, danger is very real. I think I kind of talked about this in one of the other episodes in a different light, but danger should scare you, but fear should not, man. Like, danger is real. Danger is real. Stay out of danger, but being afraid, there ain't no way to live, man. And, you know, I've had some conversations about some things that's going on with me or whatever. Not the all good things, but it's like, yo, I can't live my life in fear of the unknown. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's the unknown where you,
just gotta try that meth sometimes, not me.
Wait a minute now. That's not what I'm talking about.
Microdosing. Maybe, yeah, microdosing, okay, but we ain't going on the hardcore shit now. That's not how people get down. Oh man, Boozer, me and Boozer are gonna be in Miami next week, Club Live on Sunday. You heard? You can find us right in the middle of the dance floor, bobbing out.
Slow motion.
Yeah, it's a slow motion. Fucking pupils is all the way dilated. Awesome shit. Nah, I'm joking. But yeah, that's my quote for the week. This other shit, I'm going to say it, and whoever the fuck put it down, going to have to take it away. Cantaloupe tastes like they believe in themselves. What the fuck does that mean? Is one of you motherfuckers on shrooms for real? What the fuck does that even mean?
They taste like they don't believe in themselves.
Well, it says they believe. Okay, they don't believe in themselves. What the fuck does that even mean? Y'all fucking with me, man. I'm not diving into that shit. I don't mean nothing. Somebody, it's like somebody farted that out. It's like a word fart. It's like a sentence fart.
Cantaloupe tastes like they don't believe in themselves. They taste watered down. They taste weak, like...
So this is you, bitch. You don't like cantaloupes, apparently.
The statement resonated with me, and
what
I feel like
what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know if it means anything, but I think the fact
what
that
what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait.
This is making me upset. So, Cash.
I think
somebody help me, please.
I think to tie this in full circle. Cantaloupes taste so therefore don't be afraid of yourself. Don't be a cantaloupe.
Yes, be yourself.
Be yourself.
Oh my god, I got like eight headaches trying to understand that shit. What?
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. Don't be a cantaloupe. Believe in yourself.
Yes. That's the secondary title of this episode. Don't be a cantaloupe. Believe in yourself.
What was the first one? Dead Starfish Redemption or something like that? Dead Fish Redemption.
I'm not remembering both, but I should remember
one. Dead Fish Redemption
one.
Cantaloupes. Holy fuck.
I like the cantaloupe.
Oh, God.
Yo, guys.
What's up, Booza?
Dogecoin is at 53 cents right now.
Tremendous.
It was at like 38 40. Earlier today.
Damn, if I would have invested in it, you would have made a little bit of money.
I missed the 38, damn.
That's almost double.
Yeah, you did. You bought.
I got 39 now. I got 39.
I could have bought a lifetime supply of fucking cantaloupes, apparently. Jesus Christ. Oh, man, Bass. You just blew my fucking mind. You smoked my boots. My running my mouth talkative ass. I have nothing to say about that. You legitimately stumped me. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck you're talking about.
That's the point.
Jesus Christ. On that note, I think we can close out here, man. I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I thoroughly had a good time with you motherfuckers tonight. I like the Nocturnal Submissions. That's like a show on Shady Pond.
Yeah, you can't use that.
That is a show of Callie and Brian on Sundays, but you can check them out on the Shady Pines Patreon as well as Dollar Sign.
Well, Callie, there you go, Callie. Free bumper right there. You're welcome. But anyway, I had a great time. I hope you guys had a great time listening to us. We love you. Until next time, y'all be great. Y'all be powerful. Y'all be blessed. And we are out of here. Peace.
Wow.
It's lit.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh